This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jim Hodges is a reporter with the Hampton Roads Daily Press, and he joins us on the long line from his office in Tidewater. Exactly where are you, Jim?
Actually, Newport News, Coy. How are you today?
Good. Very good. Thank you for joining us. I know you're very busy, and I appreciate you I always appreciate the time of a reporter because I know, having been one myself for many, many years, there's few people in the world that are as busy as a good reporter, and I want to thank you in advance. Jim, you put a story to bed recently that we are going to see in tomorrow's edition of the Daily Press regarding the polling in the U.S. Senate race here in Virginia. First off, what sparked the story, and what are some of the things that you found out?
Well, Coy, what sparked it was recent polls that came out. I cover the Allen Webb Senate race for the Daily Press, and recent polls were all over the place. We had everything from the Mason-Dixon poll saying that the race was tied, each with 43% of the vote. And I believe it was a Zogby International poll that had Allen up 11% by 11%, and both of them had a margin of error, you know, by 4%, and it didn't make any sense. So I started calling pollsters to try to see if I could make some sense of it.
Yeah, what a great idea, because, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of Virginians who are thinking the same thing. And I was saying in the last break that as we move closer to November 7th, we are going to be seeing and hearing about many more polls. Almost a poll a day is coming out. And can we even trust them? How do we make sense of them? Because you're right, especially in this race, they are all over the place.
Well, making sense of them is not always easy, because most of the poll, I mean, stories, I'll write the story myself. I'll say, you know, Mason-Dixon has it tied 43-43 in a poll of 600 likely voters. And that really doesn't tell you as much as perhaps we ought to. For example, Mason-Dixon calls people up, gets them on the phone, asks them 5 or 6 or 7 questions to kind of qualify them. Are you a likely voter? Are you male? Are you female? Are you Republican? Are you Democrat? Whatever. And there are points at which they'll cut off the interview because the respondent doesn't qualify. There are other polls, for example, Survey USA, and I believe Zogby, I think, is the other, in which they'll call up and say, okay, if you're a likely voter, punch one. Okay, if you punch one, then you keep on going. And in other words, they're called robo polls.
Right.
And the complaint about them from people like the folks at Mason-Dixon or at Rasmussen or the Gallup folks is that, you know, even a 7-year-old can punch one.
Yeah.
and is not likely to vote. But the Survey USA people and the Zogby people claim and have the figures to back it up that they're pretty close.
Jim Hodges.
The point of the election. That's the key.
Yeah. Jim Hodges, our guest with the Hampton Roads Daily Press. So that's the obvious question then, Jim, is are some of these polls then more credible than the others?
Yeah, you've got to remember what they're dealing with. You're dealing with samples of all over the state. Every poll has a formula in which it's weighted so that you get the right number of people from Northern Virginia, the right number of people from Charlottesville, right number of people from down this way, right number of women, men, black, white, Republican, Democrat, and each formula is a little different. So it's, those things are reflected in some of the disparity between the results of the polls. Which ones do you believe? You know, polls are fun. They don't mean anything, but they're fun, and they're also the fun to write about.
And
it's kind of like the score in the third inning,
right,
or the score at the third quarter. I mean, what does it mean? I mean, unless you know you've got, you know, UVA ahead 28-5 or something, to 3 or something like that, it means a little more to you, I guess.
Hey, Jim, one thing I think a lot of people may not be aware of is that there are actually polls that might come out that a candidate paid to be done.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's funny how you do that. Pollsters ask questions, and they want to get as few undecided voters as possible. Because undecided, what does that mean? You know. So if they're asking a question, let's say to Mason-Dixon, which polls for us, and I believe the Daily Progress here in Charlottesville, too, and some others, will ask questions, and they'll accept the fact that a month from the election, you know, 10, 12 people might be undecided. But like a Survey USA will call up, and once you get past punching one, will ask the question, if the election is today, and if you were in the polling place, would you vote for, you know, the Republican Allen or the Democrat Webb? Well, undecided is not given as an option. And you say, well, you know, I kind of like Allen today. I might lay Webb tomorrow.
Right.
But and so you punch Joe one or two or whatever it happens to be, and you get a result. And it's, you know, you've answered the question. You haven't misled anybody. But I'm not sure it's truly representative. There's still a lot of people who are undecided about this race.
Yeah, and what do we know, you know, speaking of the polls, what do the polls tell us about the very latest on this Webb-Allen race? The, you know, from the, clearing the smoke here and looking at these polls closely, as you have, what are we left with?
Well, I think we had a situation in which Webb was drawing up, and Allen was coming down, frankly, and they were pretty close to even. I think, again, Webb Mason-Dixon last time out, which was about a week and a half ago, was 43 all. And about that time, I think a lot of your listeners may have skipped your show briefly and watched 2 minutes of television where Allen came in and says, let's talk about the issues. And Allen has gotten a little bounce from that, and he's probably leading, in most polls, 4 or 5%, but it's still very, very close, and it's very, very close to the margin of error. In other words, it's nothing to make book on right now.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that sort of irks me is when folks report on these polls, they forget to tell you about the margin of error, which is critical,
I mean, do most people understand margin of error? I'm not sure. I mean, I had statistics in college, and I probably didn't get it until about right before the final exam. They should. And also they should tell you whether it's likely voters or just registered voters or what it is.
Yeah.
Just anybody who picked up the phone.
And a margin of error, of course, if you've got a poll that's 40-45 with a margin error of 4, it actually could be that 40 could be 44 and that 45 could be 41.
Exactly. Exactly. You're exactly right. And, you know, again, you need to take polls for what they are. Campaigns use them. And they go crazy over them. You talked about campaigns doing their own polls. One of the things I did not mention, but probably should have, is they'll have a poll that is specifically designed to generate a lot of undecideds. The idea being that, okay, if you say I'm undecided, now they can ask you some more questions to say, well, you know, what are we going to do to turn you into a Republican or a Democrat or whoever happens to be calling?
Right.
So that's not the sort of thing a newspaper poll will do or a TV or radio poll will do, but we're not trying to convince voters to vote one way or the other. We're just trying to figure out what their minds are saying right now.
Jim Hodges is with the Hampton Roads Daily Press. He has an article coming out in tomorrow's edition about the polls here in the Senate race in Virginia, polls that have been all over the map. Jim, what was up with that poll that put Allen up by 11 points just, last week or the week before?
That was so off the wall that just about every pollster I talked with, except the guy who did that one, said, you know, discard it. It didn't make any sense. They said the same thing about a Mason-Dixon poll that back in June or July that had Allen up 16 points. That didn't make any sense either. Error sampling or they just happened to get the right sample at the right time. Who knows? Because, again, this is a it's really hard to explain it. I really, really can't explain something like that, except to tell you what a pollster told me. Is it take a bell curve and knock off the two ends of it, the Tide and the 11%, and somewhere in between is your answer. I think Gallup 3, somebody else had 5 or 6. You know, and you'd like to be confident with that, except one of them that had 5 or 6 said, it's so volatile today that we don't have much confidence in this. And remember, too, polls are taken, can be taken when voters are particularly emotional about something. Makaka, for example, back in August,
right.
You know, UVA student. And at that time, people, within a couple of days of that, people are thinking, hey, you know, this is bad. And their responses in a poll reflects it. 2, 3, 4 days later, they may say, well, you know, it's been explained properly. It's been apologized. You know, next poll comes down the line and it has no effect. That's a pure accident because these polls are scheduled weeks and months ahead of time.
Well, just as we tell folks to prepare themselves for the onslaught of likely negative campaign commercials that they're going to face over the next few weeks, we should tell them to be prepared for all the polls that are going to be coming out. And what should we expect? What's in the pollmosphere out there is what's coming down the pike?
Well, it's really hard to say right now. All the ads that are coming across right now, I'm not sure how people are reacting to it. I'll tell you one number I think will go up. The last Mason-Dixon poll for newspapers, again, one of ours, it showed that 35% of the voters in Virginia were not going to vote for somebody. They were going to vote against somebody. Negative ads pop up like you've been seeing lately. That number could very well go up. And that puts us right back to, you know, going to a poll and voting, going to the polls and voting against somebody. And that's really kind of a shame in democracy. But
yeah,
that's the way things are now.
Absolutely. And I do know that I think the Washington Post is going to put out or they're going to announce the results of their latest poll in this race. I think it's Sunday, right?
I don't know that, but
Sunday or
I look
Monday.
Forward to seeing that.
Yeah, Sunday or Monday. I heard that the Washington Post will be announcing the results of its poll in the Webb Allen race. Jim, what else are you working on? What's on your desk? You're following this race pretty closely.
Yeah, it's pretty much full time. I'm doing this in the first congressional district, which is Thelma, Joanne Davis from Gloucester, who is close by here in our circulation area. She's the incumbent, and in a district that's really kind of screwy looking. It's a very long, thin district running between here and Fredericksburg, or actually to the suburbs of Washington.
Yeah, one of the most solidly Republican districts in Virginia.
You've been paying attention. That's true.
Absolutely. And she
true.
Is.
So I've been following that, but that doesn't command anywhere near the time that this does. I've usually do NASA Langley here. We have Langley Research Center with NASA,
right,
and some military, and I've backed off from those completely right now. It's just all Alan Webb all the time.
There
much.
You go, Jim Hodges of the Hampton Roads Daily Press. Thank you, my friend, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Coy, I appreciate it. And by the way, for folks there who probably aren't in our circulation area, dailypress.com has got the story for tomorrow's paper.
Dailypress.com. Thank you so much.
All right, Coy.
Take
enjoy
care.
It.
Talk to you soon. This interview will be archived in its entirety at the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. That's SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.